In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
And now that is indeed Facebook Live and podcast audio up and or running. And we're going to figure this gosh darn thing out, I believe so.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
We ready?
Real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime. In the wine cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. What's you up, walked Chris? Up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? Huh? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my thing.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the wine cellar.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga. I go hard, cuz you don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the wine cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
Yo, I commit white on white crime when I take Sudafed. I commit that shit worse than Buttigieg or Booty Judge, but who we was, the niggas don't want to see white on white crime blowing up, cuz it's real ready to flex. Nigga, y'all niggas wanna hear the riddles about Peter Butt Giggle, that's my bad. He has bad policies, so what? It's not my fault his name has butt in it. Whoopsie daisy, that's the comedy shit. Low hanging fruit that I can get with. And who's your homeboy? Robert O'Rourke. Hell nah, nigga, he's just another stage of the dorky life. Heading up to Biden. Hell no, Uncle Joe, nigga, I ride and slide in way slick. I'm too much like you when you come through with your touch, old gropey ass fucking creep. Nigga, step the fuck up. Don't nobody want you in a fucking tweet or a Facebook post because you got your fingers all over the fucking phone when we wanna make a toast. I'm not making a whole lot of sense, but white or white crime makes you wanna pick a better president. One better than Donald Trump, so let that old nigga Bernie Sanders bring the funk. I think I said that last time.
I mean, it's an election year, nothing has to make sense. I mean, it makes about as much sense as, I'm sorry, what was that?
As, we recognize mercenaries trying to pimp us out like that little bitch Eminem and his little wannabe thug pansies behind him who aren't real men who wouldn't take on the globalists like Donald Trump or anybody else.
Blandness can sizzle.
That's not true. That's something you made up, buddy chief. All right. it's not all white on white crime. All right. Let me say the things that one might say. There's Lisa Loco in the joint that says, I heart letter you, William. You know what? I choose you. I don't know if you knew that, buddy. Huh. You don't like The Simpsons? Phoenix Kalita doesn't like. Phoenix Kalita prefers Bernie Mac.
Boy, just be yourself. If people don't like you, if you're being yourself, fuck them.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
No, he said I ain't had no pumpkin pie. And alright, so the vote did indeed pass in Sacramento, California. And I have not found the money amount yet. Hopefully somebody could tap over to Rashani with the single simulcast program. He is actually from and in Sacramento, California. He probably has that information. I'm sure he's following that story.
the LGBT focused transitional age youth homeless shelter, job training and the whatnot, you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I want to know how much funding it is, but I'm having trouble sniffing that up on the World Wide Webernets. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can get that from Rashani. All right. What? He's out there.
It's
like, he's literally
so dark in here. It's like shade or something.
He's literally right there. Ugh. You know. Mm-hmm. But just a little bit. You can find websites like governing.com has information on it. Images and whatnot. It says, these articles, they always open up telling you that LGBT folks exist. They open up these articles telling you that homeless folks exist. Right? So what's really important is just the information of what is going on, right? There's also, SACCenter.org. Right? And, and something that they're pointing out is not just that they're having that youth center built, but folks that are involved in that, those activists, they're going to be involved in the Pride coming up in June. Oh. And now, if you are already feeling good as hell, Lizzo is going to be involved in that Pride. Is going to be there.
But are cops allowed to participate?
That's the one you're going to find out.
All right.
Phoenix Leader's going to find that out if the Elroys are going to be there. Possibly. Mm-hmm. Phoenix Leader does not play along with this bullshit when I do it.
No.
She's not having it. And what did you have lined up?
Oh, just as far as actual news, the Madras court in India has officially recognized trans women as being able to be brides under the Hindu Marriage Act, which now means cis men and trans women can legally get married.
It's so ill when you're like, niggas couldn't already do that? That's how I feel like it was that Prop 8 California shit. Like, I was like 26 years old, I think, that year. Mm-hmm. Hold on, buddy chief. I think I was 25 still. And like, when I heard about that shit, I was like, what, the gay homies can't get married? What's happening? Like, I didn't even know that shit. Mm-hmm. You know? That's what actual ignorance really is, when you really don't have the information. And Lisa Local left a comment saying, cops at Pride equals rainbow capitalists and white liberal feel goods.
Yes.
Well, it feels good to have the roided up government gun monkeys nearby.
No, it doesn't.
Not for us.
No, not for us.
But for Robert and Peter.
Yeah, I'm sure Peter is going to love hanging out at Pride with the cops.
God, Peter and Robert. Those two fucking gym teachers that fucking fell out of their place.
Plus, Peter was in the military, so I'm sure he's, like, super excited about police.
Peter Butt-Butt?
Yeah, he was, like, in the Air Force, I think.
So he's a fucking... He's a government-sanctioned murderer, too?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not too pleased. You have actual... Really? Jezebel.com?
I know, right?
That's what you're doing, Phoenix Leader? All right, so Phoenix Leader's going to give you the real history of Sarge Bartman. Jezebel.com.
No, this is just an interesting story. So, basically, there is an 18-year-old high school senior who does, like, porn and does, what is it, like, Snapchat and shit and sells nudes.
All right, 18-year-old high school senior?
Yeah.
But so they are 18.
Right, so it's legal.
Yeah.
But, so here's the thing. There was a bunch of rumors in the school about it, obviously. Because they're like, what? Like, she's done a porno? Like, she, you know, sells her nudes and so on and so forth. And so a junior who is a journalist for the school paper interviewed her about it. The school district found out, flipped their shit, and are since been sending police there to ask if she's a victim of sex trafficking and are threatening to fire the teacher that's, like, oversees the school student newspaper. Because they flipped their shit that this article got written. Yeah.
When you're 18, you're an adult. But not really.
Not really.
Fucking shit.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was just something interesting to see. And if you want to follow up on that, that was... Does it say the name of the school? Bear Creek High School in Stockton, California.
Bear Creek High School, Stockton. Right by fucking Sacramento.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they actually sent a letter to the person who wrote the article and said, quote, You are hereby directed to refrain from publishing the article prior to the district's review and approval. Should you fail to provide a copy of the article as directed, you may be subject to discipline up to and including dismissal. So basically, they threatened to expel the person who wrote the article.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't use the Oxford comma right.
Yeah, and the letter also cited the interview of with Fink, that's the last name of the person who does the sex work, about her production of adult videos, and said that they were concerned that it may contain material that's prohibited by law. Because you know how legal porn is prohibited by law in California.
Fuck, and it's California. I triple dog dare you. And really, wait, this story, what's the date stamp on this?
This is from yesterday.
Yesterday? So, last day of April. It's fucking May. Let June happen. Let the school year end and shut the fuck up. There's like 15 days left in the school year.
I know.
Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, like, she's basically preemptively funding her college. Don't get mad at her because she's not going to have student loan debt.
Right.
She's up on game. Go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm.
And then also the person who does the sex work noted that they showed up to school and kept finding police officers standing outside her classrooms who then asked her questions implying she was involved in sex trafficking. Fink, who sells videos via Snapchat and Pornhub, seems baffled by the magnitude of controversy, saying, I'm 18, what I'm doing is legal, I don't know why everyone's making a big deal out of it. Yeah.
See, man, and that's... Because what is it, wait, point with the right hand, jerk off with the left?
Yes.
It's the fucking male staff there that are uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. They probably are fucking by her Snapchat.
Yep. That's the thing. And they're like, aw, shit, she's gonna fucking, like, they forgot to use the alternate email with their PayPal. Mm-hmm. Nigga.
And, like, my favorite thing about this article, though, is, like, the last line of it. Jezebel just notes, the tagline of the student paper is, the voice shall not be silenced.
All right, and that's Phoenix Kalita bringing you news from Jezebel for some reason. All right.
Nick, shut up. It was a good story.
And Lisa Local left a comment in the archive chat space, winecellarmedia.com on the Facebook, said, because that makes all the sense. All of it. We can employ you to go murder poor brown people in the name of patriotism. You're adult enough for that. But if you want to take pictures of your boobs and sell them, that's you're not an adult.
And of course, you know, like, all this police effort and, you know, is she being trafficked? Is, you know, it appropriate to talk about this? In light of the same week, the fucking, you saw the rapist who avoided prison time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did that on yesterday's episode.
Yeah, so he was, what, like 26, I think?
Yeah.
And he's a bus driver and raped a 14-year-old student.
Yep.
And the judge said, but it's only one victim. He doesn't need to go to jail. Probation's fine.
Yeah, like, how hardcore does that judge get his rape on? He's like, just one? Oh, God, you know what me and Brett used to do? Like, oof. Yeah, hey, watch out, buddy. What fucking thought did I have? Oh, it burned away. It's gone. Oh. I had a thought and it vanished.
You had a thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they call them fleeting thoughts.
Yes. I have white on white crime, if you're ready.
No, I'm not. I have to go click on something in the soundboard arbitrarily before doing that. Let's see.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
Okay. Yeah.
This is actually an update on a cis identity extremist that we covered recently.
Like, we just launched that and there's so fucking many.
I know.
Like, I swear to fuck, if we could afford another fucking creator on staff, like, just do that separate show. Like, it.
Yeah. So do you remember we talked about the firefighter from Massachusetts who got naked and went into a store to, like, buy a pop on a dare from his girlfriend?
And said he didn't know he couldn't do it.
Yes.
He didn't know nudity was illegal.
Right. Now keep in mind, that was the original premise, right? So he walked into the store, bought, like, I don't know, like a bag of chips and a pop or something, completely naked. And, you know, of course the clerk calls police because what the fuck, there's like a naked guy in my store. And he gets pulled over a little bit later with his girlfriend in the car. Now they both have clothes on. And he tells police, well, she dared me to do it, and I didn't know it was illegal, so whatever, I just did it, no big deal.
Was he just holding his money in his hand, or was it elsewhere?
I hope to God it was in his hand. Preferably in his wallet that was in his hand.
Oh, man. Or was that literally funny money?
Ew.
Oh, he did not pass go. He did not okay.
So here's the update. He now denies it ever happened. He's already on record in the police report saying, I didn't know it was illegal, that's why I did it. Now he's saying, it never happened. This was like 2 fucking weeks ago. Yesterday, apparently, according to, who is this? SF Gate, thank you. A Massachusetts firefighter, police say, I hate when they say, they need like commas and shit. A Massachusetts firefighter that police say walked naked into a Rhode Island convenience store on a dare to buy a soda pop says it never happened. Linfield Fire Captain John Walsh was charged with disorderly conduct after an employee in Middletown reported the nude customer on April 3rd. Walsh and a woman, who were both clothed, were pulled over a short time later. The police report says when asked, Walsh admitted to entering the store on a dare from his girlfriend, also adding he did not know that it was illegal to be naked inside the store. Walsh now tells the Daily Item of Lynn that the bulk of the allegations are untrue, and he disputes the officer's report.
And Lisa Local left a comment saying,
to everything, there is a season.
Oh, shit.
And a time
shit.
To every purpose under the...
That... YouTube likes to autoplay shit.
Yes.
Yeah, Lisa Local left a comment saying, to be fair, he probably grew up with those weird-ass Trojan commercials, and I just went and clicked one, and yeah, there's, what you may assume to be a couple of cis-hetero folks running and holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it says it's from 1975. Let's hear some of the...
A time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. The makers of Trojan condoms believe there is a time for children, the right time, when they are wanted. And Trojans have helped people for over half a century safely practice responsible parenthood.
This may not be what Lisa Loco's talking about. That seemed incredibly reasonable and responsible. Like, that was literally a Planned Parenthood commercial. I'm on board with that one. That was legit. All right, what happened?
All right. So now Walsh is telling the Daily Item of Lynn that the bulk of the allegations are untrue and disputes the officer's report. Walsh, who's a 40-year fire department veteran, says he's also a defense attorney? What?
Wait, who is?
The firefighter.
Is also a defense attorney.
So he says.
Aw, shit, man, he's just making shit up. See, this is like, sometimes I be seeing some of these fucking, you know, cis identity extremists and white-on-white crimes, and I'd be like, this would be what would be going on with this guy if Donald Trump wasn't born rich.
Right.
He'd be doing this shit.
Yeah. No, this is a direct quote, right?
No.
So Walsh says that the bulk of the allegations are untrue and disputes the officer's report. Walsh, a 40-year department veteran, says he's a defense attorney and would never counsel a client to answer such a question from police. What? What?
I don't know. See, I'm trying to deal with this story that you're making a part of my life.
Yeah.
And then Lisa said, apparently...
You're the one who wanted to do cis identity extremists.
No, I didn't.
Your segment.
It's a responsibility. She said there's Trojan commercials where somebody just walks in naked to get condoms.
Oh.
That's probably not on YouTube.
Wow.
Oh, maybe. I mean, if they had them on television... Yeah, you keep partying, lady. Oh. Actually, this is a podcast. That's not gonna translate well.
All right, so what's your update on your little cis identity extremist?
Fine.
But speaking of cis identity extremists.
Nope.
Yes.
No, man.
Yes.
If you're going to do drugs tonight, remember to buddy up and look after one another. Let me get you some condoms.
All right.
Condoms are very important. Yes.
Yes.
Three women from Pasco County, Florida.
What is this story? What are they doing?
Have been arrested.
For what?
After they led police on a pursuit.
Why?
through Pasco County.
Yeah.
And it all started after someone reported seeing the women naked at a rest stop near Interstate 75.
Just, wait, is this inadvertently a sex worker's rights story?
No, I'm pretty sure it's just a cis identity extremist story.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
around 11:15 a.m.
That's mid-ass day.
Yes. A Florida State trooper was dispatched to the suspicious person's, to a suspicious person's call at the northbound I-75 rest area just south of State Road 54, according to local television station WFTX. When the trooper arrived on the scene, she found three females completely naked.
Females, cuz.
The woman told the trooper that they had showered and were just air drying.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. The stories wouldn't be so extreme if they would just think of better sentences to say. If they would just be like, look, man, we were like, what's all this hype about meth? And now we're here. And I'd be like, you know what? I grew up in Spanaway. I fucking get it. But they have to say shit like that.
Yes.
Do the sentence again.
The woman told the trooper that they had showered and now were air drying.
Exactly, nigga.
As the trooper was attempting to gather information, the three women ran, got into a white 2009 Nissan Sentra, and traveled southbound into the northbound entrance.
No!
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
They then turned back around and headed northbound before traveling north on 75 towards State Road 52.
Okay.
The trooper initiated a pursuit, but the pursuit was canceled due to the pursuit not fitting FHP criteria, according to the Florida Highway Patrol.
All right.
That's
general information.
Mm-hmm.
It's useful.
Mm-hmm. A citizen called to report a reckless white vehicle and stayed on the phone with FHP dispatch to provide location updates. The car turned east onto State Road 52, and another trooper spotted the car, which was briefly driving in the wrong direction, and then turned back eastbound. The trooper initiated a pursuit for the reckless driving and deployed star chase projectiles, which allowed the troopers to back off and for dispatch to coordinate a response in perimeter vehicles.
Okay, so like ninja stars for the fucking class traders.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Dispatch tracked the car as it pulled into a convenience store located on State Road 52 and Curly Road, but troopers found the car empty.
Oh, fuck. What happened?
As the three women exited the store and got back into the car...
I was about to say, tell me they didn't buy shit. They bought shit? They went shopping? And then they went down to the disco when they met some nice fellas and they said...
You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
So as the women exited the store and attempted to get back into the car, a trooper attempted to take one of the women into custody.
Attempted, all right.
While the trooper was trying to arrest that woman, the driver allegedly purposely drove directly at the trooper and had to jump away to avoid getting hit by the car.
He didn't have time to Sean Bell her.
One of the other women exited the car with a metal bat.
Yes.
In an alleged effort to hit the trooper, according to the station.
Exactly, nigga.
Another trooper witnessed this attempt and rammed the suspect's car with his marked patrol vehicle, and then the women got into the car once again.
Yeah.
The women continued traveling eastbound on State Road 52, with the two troopers again in pursuit of the car.
Alright. They're back at it. This is fucking dope. This is an action movie. This is a
Only
really good movie.
Fucking Florida. Only in fucking Florida. Dade City Police Department responded to the area and deployed stop sticks, which successfully deflated the right side tires of the suspect car.
Ah, that's booty.
One of the troopers was authorized to PIT the car due to aggravated assault charges and the totality of the circumstances. The chase ended at State Road 52 and 21st Street in Dade City. A trooper had to... had to break out the vehicle windows because Freeman allegedly refused to get out.
Yeah.
They were interlocking their arms together in the car when the trooper broke the windows.
This is dope as fuck, man.
The trooper used a taser on all three women and eventually took them into custody. All three were taken to Pasco County Jail. FHP says several of the troopers involved sustained minor injuries. The driver, Oasis McLeod, 18, and the two passengers, Jenny McLeod and Cecilia Young, were charged with fleeing to elude, resisting arrest, aggravated assault, and lewd acts.
At least they get to know how it feels.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time.
Even the ugly ones.
They get to feel it. This was an outstanding cis identity. Like, why am I rooting for people? This is great. Holy shit.
Florida's awesome.
They went to were getting chased by the cops snacks.
Yes.
I just want to know.
While naked.
Where were they keeping the money?
I don't know.
Again.
And then, console maybe?
Oh, and just held it in their hands and walked in.
Yeah.
I never know. Are folks packing money in their butt cheeks? I don't know. I don't think I have the right to know.
I don't know.
Fuck, that's an outstanding, like, that really eclipses, like, real news. Remember, folks, there's a shelter for transitional age LGBT youth being put up in Sacramento, California, and Rashani is right there. He has all the information. Single simulcast. It's plausible.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Libraries?
You're just going to say that word by itself as a whole sentence?
Yes.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit. Nigga, I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga.
Is that what you say in libraries?
No, but this guy might.
Oh, shit.
A drunk Florida man... Oh, somebody's playing with words here. Wasn't born with the identity he allegedly gave police.
Wait, oh, are they fucking around with, like, that that old song?
No, they're talking about Jason Bourne from the Bourne Ultimatum.
And... Oh, is that actually his name?
Nope, but he told police it was.
Oh, fuck. Really? That's what you're doing? Do people not understand that the police will fuck you up? Maybe not. Maybe this is a new thing for him. He thought the Negroes were lying. They will fuck you up, my man. Do not fuck around with the police.
After he was kicked out of the Barbara S. Ponce Public Library in Pinellas Park for causing a disturbance, the man identified himself to police as Jason Bourne, the fictional super spy created by author Robert Ludlum and portrayed in the movies by Matt Damon, according to News 4 Jax. It's always News 4 Jax.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. According to a copy of the arrest report, Pinellas Park police were called to the Barbara S. Ponce Public Library about 2:15 p.m. April 23rd because the man was causing a disturbance. Jonathan William Chapman, that's his real name, age 45, was under the influence of alcohol and refused to leave the library parking lot despite multiple requests from the library staff that he go. When police arrived, Chapman gave them the name Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
And a phony social security number.
What the fuck? Why? I don't know, man. This one, what?
Once police figured out Chapman's actual identity, the 45-year-old man was taken into custody on a first-degree misdemeanor charge and a charge of resisting arrest without violence.
I don't think this is what I'm going to be doing at the age of 45.
Probably not, no.
This is not going to be my activity.
No, probably not.
Jesus Christ, we're going to be shopping to get Phoenix Collider some shinier canes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Shiny? That's where we're going with shiny?
I don't know. I don't know the cane game.
Hmm.
Right? Like, that's a whole new deal. Like, because, yeah, it's something to fight against ableism that you deal with. But also, now it's an accessory or potential accessory.
Yes.
You can style that motherfucker.
Yes.
You are not interested in these.
I don't know. Because, like, you know what? Because I don't agree with the prices.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the cool. I'm like, I'm not paying $60 for a fucking cane.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
You know, you can actually make your own cane.
Wow.
If that's a thing with Phoenix and I.
You know, just because I like do-it-yourself projects.
And everybody knows, you know, Kamala Harris fans be like,
y'all can't fuck with the police. Y'all can't fuck with the police. Y'all can't fuck with the police.
Okay, I just like that. I'm having fun.
You're a dork.
I'm not the one that said,
y'all can't fuck with the police. Y'all can't fuck with the police. Y'all can't fuck with the police.
All right.
Uh-huh.
What do you have, buddy chief? No.
Body positivity.
Ah, what? Wait, is this real? This isn't real. You started laughing. You're bullshitting around, bullshitter.
A man told deputies that he was, quote, too fat to participate in a field sobriety exercise.
He can't. Wait, is that? Oh, you know what? Say more words. I'm trying to judge too soon.
But that didn't get him out of a DUI arrest, according to an affidavit. Ronaldo Gonzalez, age 57, was arrested April 5th by Martin County Sheriff's Office after investigators stopped his van at Southwest Cornell Avenue and Southwest Martin Highway. Deputies said the van had traveled 30 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone and had driven off the road.
Oh, damn.
Gonzalez smelled of booze, his shorts were stained with urine, and his zipper was open, according to the affidavit.
Fucking. Some of the trans homies, they say, no, the cis are not okay.
The cis are not okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deputies inquired of Gonzalez whether he had any medical issues that may impact his ability to walk or balance. Gonzalez says, quote, I'm disabled because I can't see my feet over my stomach.
Right, and that could be legit, right?
But he's not disabled, he's just fat.
And just doesn't want to do the field sobriety. What do people, again, I have never interacted with police the way these fucking people do. It is a serious situation. You may not know this about the police, but they're armed. And if you know about the history of police, they're dangerous. Like, you are staring in the face of a fucking animal that learned how to use a gun.
Yeah.
This is, just stop fucking around. Your name is not Jason Bourne. No, you can't have snacks right now. Unless you're Dylan Roof. And no, you can't just Mr. Zipper down but still pissed yourself. You have to do it. Jesus Christ.
But after noting that he can't see his feet over his stomach, Gonzalez said he walks his dog every day.
Wait, did he just argue with himself?
Yes.
Oh, shit, man.
Yes. Asked whether he could stand on one leg, Gonzalez said, no, I'm too fat. And declined to take that portion of the test.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, somebody had fun writing this.
Oh, shit.
It says his weight is listed as 400 pounds.
Oh, that's
pretty, it is quite large.
Yeah.
In other contexts, a Rubenesque physique is celebrated. For example, the British rock bands Queen and Spinal Tap had songs entitled Fat Bottom Girls and Big Bottom, respectively.
That nigga's bullshitting. All right, this character is a cis male identity extremist?
I mean, because he wasn't really naked, he just...
So probably doesn't qualify as a fat bottom girl.
No, he is not a fat bottom girl.
This journalist is being a fart face.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, deputies still arrested Gonzalez on a DUI charge. Gonzalez, who has addresses listed in Stewart and Miami Lakes, was taken to jail. Breath test measured Gonzalez's blood alcohol content at 0.158 and 0.156, which is almost twice the legal limit of 0.08. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's actually hilarious. Can you take a field sobriety test, sir? No, I'm too fat. Like, what? And then, of course, because you know how when you're looking at an article, they're like, this might also interest you, and they just, like, slide in a hyperlink?
Yeah. What? Yeah?
A man who police say...
Oh, shit.
...was a cis-identity extremist, was driving with his pants down and had his trousers lowered because he was, quote, working out.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. The apparent case of the athletic motorist happened March 23rd in Fort Pierce.
The what? I don't have to deal with these fucking journalists.
Athletic motorist.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You're being a hater. Stop it.
I'm being a hater.
Yes.
I didn't click this shit. I didn't write athletic motorist. He was working out.
You wanted cis identity extremists.
Y'all niggas keep fucking with them cops. You gonna get shot, nigga.
The apparent case of the athletic motorist happened March 23rd in Fort Pierce. Fort Pierce reported pulling over an Infiniti that ran a stop sign at North 13th Street and Avenue M. Investigators said the driver, 47-year-old Lionel Briscoe, had his pants unbuttoned and open to the top of his underwear. Uh-huh.
Wait, unbuttoned, open just to the top of the undershorts for working out?
Yes.
What was he doing? Driving crunches?
I think he was probably masturbating. Asked why his pants were down, Briscoe told police he was working out. A workout involving lowered trousers could not immediately be identified. Further, a review. Who fucking wrote this? Will Greenlee, you fucking asshole.
He needs some checks, man.
Mr. Greenlee writes, a workout involving lowered trousers could not immediately be identified. Further, a review of summer and winter Olympic sports turned up no athletic event in which pants are in the down position. Briscoe noted that he was going to try to take a woman home and plan to do something with her.
Was he saying he's looking for a sex worker?
Yes.
I did. Wait, is this guy drunk?
Probably.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
You can't tell anymore these days. And Lisa Loco said that something we said earlier needs to be on a coffee cup. It says, oh, that part where I said, I just wondered what all this hype was about meth.
Don't we all? Well, I mean, not all of us, but...
You know, if the doctor ever gives you that fucking 3 days to live shit, it's like, you know what? Let's see. What's going on with this meth?
Meth is the one?
I would probably just have the same old reefer. I think I would go
with, like, heroin or something.
Heroin?
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
Meth isn't? What the fuck?
Right? I just said it's rough just because... You know what? I see white people doing stuff, and I'm just like, oh, that's probably way too hardcore for me. I'm not doing whatever that is.
Well, as far as I know, meth keeps you up, and heroin puts you to sleep. I'd rather, if I'm going to be dead in 3 days, I'm going to be chill and fucking comfortable.
Ah, man, I want to play some records and toke on some reefer doobies.
Mm-hmm.
Deep hits, broccoli flavored.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think that's all I have for the cis identity extremists.
I mean, that's all that's fucking necessary. This episode is, I mean, of course, I'm going to put it on the Patreon feed because there are a few people that predominantly just go there. Mm-hmm. But this will be socialized. Again, this is a gruff week. All right. Yeah. It's a gruff week. Phoenix Kalita's histoplasmosis is not giving her happy feet, as it were. All right.
We bought a cane.
Yep.
Yep.
It went down to the Walmarts and got, was like $9.34 before tax.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, man. And the fucking cane, it's just the cane right there on the shelf, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it has like a piece of cardboard, like zip tied to it. And on the cardboard, it says, in package, one cane.
Yes.
What package? It's just the cane. I work in a packaging factory. They disrespected me. And then there was a wheelchair loosely tied up above all the canes.
Yeah.
And, like, not no fucking, like some toy a real-ass heavy metal wheelchair just loosely tied up and on a slope. Like, one slack-off moment and that thing's coming down on someone's dome.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is happening, Walmart? You act like you're capitalist or something.
Yeah. Well, actually, if they were real capitalists, they'd still be open 24/7.
Let me see. Wait a second. Wait a second there, buddy chief, Miss yes. Phoenix Kalita, ma'am, colored woman, black lady.
That was a lot of words.
What you think about Tulsi Gabbard on prisoners voting?
What, she say prisoners should be allowed to vote? Because I imagine that's what she said.
Of course that's what she said.
Help me understand how that could be a thing.
Well, you've got people who are in positions of incredible power, telling people when they can eat, when they can go to the bathroom, when they can go outside, when they can do this or that, access, taking away access, giving them access to certain things when they're in prison. And with that power comes room for abuse. So if you're saying, okay, it's voting day today and you allow for that power to be abused to say this is the way you're going to vote, I don't think that's right.
So you're opposed to restoring the voting rights of folks who are incarcerated in part because of concerns over corrections officers using that as a tool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Tulsi Gabbard against prisoners voting.
Wait, her logic is prisoners shouldn't be allowed to vote because guards are going to coerce their votes?
Yep.
Shouldn't that mean that they deserve to vote because they're being coerced into behavior?
No. That just means they can't vote.
Wow.
Haha. Take that, Bernard Brothers.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. See? I knew you'd be excited about that little piece of audio right there.
Wow. That's actually... Wow. That's a horrific reasoning.
That bugs you?
That's horrible reasoning.
That's going to make it hard for her to beat the candidate that's pretending to be in favor of sex workers' rights.
Y'all can't fuck with the police. Y'all can't fuck with the police. Y'all can't fuck with the police.
You want to take a little dipty dive there? Okay. Now we're just acting like it's fucking Friday. We're being irresponsible broadcasters now.
Somebody thinks, is that Britain in the comments?
Let me see, doop doop bop. Yes, Britain Gadsden said, just call it your pimp cane. Tell Tariq you're coming for him. Oh, Jesus. Yes, yo. Hey, I got this cane, family. You dig? I don't know.
What the fuck is it he said? The light skin boule buffer class or some shit?
Oh,
that's how
God.
The light skin boule buffer class maintains the gate.
We
beat dark skinned niggas with pimp canes.
A mulatto secret society buffer class. That was it.
Yeah, well, that's why we have canes.
Oh.
That's how we maintain the gatekeeping.
Oh, and if you're moist, then it's a candy cane, family.
Yes.
Right, and then when he does that, he always says, not shitting on gay folks. Not shitting on gay folks, but they moist, family.
What the fuck does that even mean?
That means he fucking doesn't want his video to get flagged.
Hmm.
And Lisa Loco said, the status quo is way less complicated than, like, I don't know, fixing prison abuse and corruption?
Yes.
Remember back when Barry Hussein was in office and they passed the shit to like, get programs in to stop prisoners from raping each other?
Yeah.
And governors across the specto
yep.
were like, fuck no, nigga.
Yeah, that costs too much money. We're not doing that. My whole prison voting thing is so... Because the right wing is so focused on, like, but the Boston bomber, but a serial killer. And it's like, so what you're saying is that millions of people don't deserve to have rights because the Boston bomber exists? Okay, good. Noted. But then it's also like, but we don't want rapists voting. And it's like, so are we about to put money to this rape kit backlog?
Whoa. Or they don't want rapists voting? All right, looks like Hillary got a major landslide. Nigga, you don't want rapists? All right. Actually, no, because they voted for Trump.
Yeah.
All right. You got to pick one, Miss Ma'am. Because I'm still not very good at finding shit to say about Republicans and right-wingers, so I go to the low-hanging fruit.
Okay, well, Faith Goldie is an asshole.
No, she's not,
yeah,
really.
She is. Yeah,
Faith
she is.
Goldie is an asshole?
Yeah, Faith Goldie's an
Her
asshole.
Her name is Faith, and she's Goldie.
Yeah, that's the worst kind of white.
Phoenix Cleaver's trying to figure it out. Really? You're going with Bill Mitchell?
Yeah. Because he will never not be funny to me, because he was really serious that Antifa was the one who set the California wildfires. Yeah.
All right, so Bill Mitchell has fact-based facts about Joseph Biden, who we diss, but he's dissing from the right, so right. We're circular dissing? I don't even fucking know. And also, he has the T on Michelle Obama. I don't know if you knew that.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some facts. Bill Mitchell.
It's amazing. The Joe Biden is literally the antithesis of everything the liberals say they stand for. Okay? He's Mr. Gropey McGropes.
My goodness, he has a fucking nerd accent. He has that nerd lisp.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let's hear him say words again about things. I'm going to pop this up so I get a better screen here. Skibby dibby doo, Vimeo.com. They make videos.
It's amazing. The Joe Biden is literally the antithesis of everything the liberals.
Joe Biden's literally the antithesis.
He's like the inspiration of like a John Lithgow serial killer.
Oh, like the way he carries his face?
Do you see that face? That's like a fucking horror movie.
It's like, why is he forcing that smile? And homegirl over there got the resting Republican B-word face on deck.
No, that's just the Botox. She can't make facial expressions.
Oh, no. Oh. All right.
Liberals say they stand for, okay? He's Mr. Gropey McGropester. I mean, we've all seen the videos of him. And here's the amazing thing, Stephanie. Here's a guy on national TV at a major event as vice president with the parents of these girls standing right next to him, and he's standing there reaching down. He reaches down from this little girl's shoulder, and he puts his hand on her breast and squeezes her breast, and she recoils in terror. He's doing this on...
Wait a second. This one, that happened?
That did not happen. And also, the girl he's talking about actually did not hit puberty yet, so it's not like she had a breast, per se.
But he's Joker smiling.
Yeah, he is Joker smiling.
You wanted Bill Mitchell.
I don't want any Republicans.
I would have went with E.W. Jackson performing an exorcism on his critics.
Fine.
And you chose Bill Mitchell.
Because I was trying to get to the Michelle Obama part.
Oh, okay.
National TV. What the hell does this guy do in private when he's by himself? If he's that
yeah,
into the whole pedophilia thing.
Botox, she can't
why?
Make
I mean, what is
she's
he
trying?
Oh, the Phoenix Leader said what?
Yeah, if you look at her face, like, she's trying really hard to, like, make a frown face, but yeah, I'm not kidding, that's bad. Like, plastic surgery or Botox, because she can't move her facial muscles.
Oh, no. Damn. And you know what? Patriarchy did that to her.
Yeah, whatever, she did it to herself.
What does he do when he's in private? If he does this in public, it's just, it's frightening to imagine. Who is going to step into the gap for them as the moderate savior? Is it possible? And by the way,
moderate savior. Remember, that's what conservatives want.
Yeah, I've been telling you, mother, ever since I did like one of my first morning wine cellars and the episode I titled it Republicans Love Democrats. Like, and don't forget, a couple of, what was it, like 2 weeks ago, on Chris Matthews' program on the MSNBC, that's Microsoft Broadcast Network, right? Wait, Microsoft News Broadcast?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. MSNBC. And it was Chris Matthews' hardball program, and he had a former spokesmotherfucker for, I think it was that nigga Bush, and he was on there, and they literally had a whole segment of this nigga that worked for Bush talking about how you guys need to shut this Bernie shit down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Republicans, they love their Democrats.
They've been interviewing the guy who used to be the campaign manager for McCain. For his presidential bid. Talking about Bernie can't win and progressive policies can't win and you need a centrist.
All right. Know who Republicans really love.
Who is always in the media for months and months. Always. Michelle Obama. Who has not been in the media for 2 months? Michelle Obama. Not a word about Michelle Obama. Is it possible, I've heard this floated on the internet, and I've had this story myself in Russia.
4chan?
No, on the internet. Uh-huh. 4chan's not the internet. That's called Unite the Right. Get out of my face. Lisa Loco said he sounds like he has rocks in his mouth, in his boca.
Instead of, is it possible the Democrats are holding back Michelle Obama as the savior candidate to come in at the last minute and come in as the moderate by Democrat standards, as the moderate candidate, okay? And then all of a sudden Joe Biden steps back, says, well, now that Michelle's in the race, I'm throwing my support behind her. And these other, some of these other people, now that she's in the race, I'm throwing my support behind her. Is that possible that she could be the ringer that they're waiting?
Also, just thinking logically, Michelle Obama's not fucking going to, she didn't like that shit.
Mm-mm.
She fucking hates having security for the rest of her fucking life.
Yeah.
Like, she is very unhappy. She doesn't like this shit. And as far as, like, Michelle Obama coming across as a moderate, you might want to check Republicans at the street level, because all the shit that they said about Michelle for those 8 years, she is not viewed as a moderate on the street level with Republicans.
No, she's not.
Yeah, like, they think that she is Sister Antifa.
Yeah.
Dead up.
But, I mean, that's probably because they hate Obama because Obama, but also, like, these fucking exact, what did you say? Republicans love Democrats, like, fucking leadership level, higher up level. Them niggas aren't that mad at Obama. Come on.
Like, Mitch McConnell and Obama have no personal beef. Not a damn one.
Put in, and the reason why I think that is, because that I were them, that's what I would do. And also,
that's what I would do. All right, nigga. Well.
Yeah. And I mean, judging by the fact that he's basically a home broadcaster like us, he's, and I mean, it's not like he's been a white man for a short amount of time. He's been a white man for a while. Appears to be able-bodied, full head of hair from what I can see, and he amounted to being an internet content creator.
Well, which, we gotta start somewhere.
And I saw somebody jacked our screenshot that we jacked, and it's getting the rounds again, where it says, I get it. It's hard to believe white privilege exists despite you amounting so little to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's
he
going
does have 400,000 followers on Twitter, though.
Oh, he's heavy-handed. All right, he's looking up. All right. We need to do something. We need to start rapping again. All right, Phoenix Leader rapping.
It's been completely silent. When was the last time Michelle Obama was silent? No news reports about her. No commentary from her. We've had her nothing.
There's a few seconds left. I just want to see if Stephanie gets to say any fucking thing.
No.
Nothing from her on the whole Mueller thing. Nothing. Quiet. When the media gets real quiet about somebody, you got to worry that they got something going on.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything the whole segment. Okay.
Yeah, and that's how that goes. When somebody's doing something big, the media that monetizes their ratings via advertisements doesn't talk about it.
It's true.
These are the facts.
It's true. But also, like, when's the last time Michelle Obama was in the media because of something she said? Like, she wanted something publicized. Because a lot of the shit is like, Michelle Obama's wearing her natural hair. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're on a cruise together. We found a picture. Oh, he's looking at her ass. Like,
fucking weirdo fans.
Like, I mean, it's like, because if she wanted to, she could call fucking Oprah and be like, put me on your show. She could fucking call The View and be like, put me on, nigga. But she's not. Like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. All right. And that'll be that, right? Today is indeed Patreon Day. Thank you, all the Patreon folks.
Yes.
Hitting shit up. I'm going to go down to WordPress and try to restore our website. All yes. Right, so that when I say winecellarmedia.com, I'm not just leading you to a Facebook page.
Yes.
And I renewed with the server at the it's not Blue Hosting, it's HostGator. HostGator. And now I just need to go back to WordPress and restore the business plan. And that's what bugs me. I think that because I started the website on the business plan, they won't let me get a cheaper plan to hold over until we get some more.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I can only get the $300 business plan. And so with Patreon Day being here, and then several folks hitting up the, I actually want to hit those folks. I want to say these niggas' names.
Yeah. It was very nice of them to be helpful.
Yeah, like, niggas came through on the joint. I saw one, and then I think, like three more people came through and hit up the PayPal.me directly.
Yeah, because I was like, I can't drive him to work. We have one car, so Uber is going to happen because, yeah, my joints were a situation. I'm telling you, it was that fucking blizzard.
The blizzard.
Over the weekend. I think it was like the drop in the temperature and the snow and just fucked me all the way up.
Yeah, like there's Kayla Loco came through and hit up the joint. Skibba dibba doo. I have trouble looking through this website. I'm so used to looking at the mobile one, and now I'm looking at the old desktop Areno there.
Yeah, that's fun.
Right. Now, filters. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, why are there so many choices? There we go. And David Loco, we know that David Rachel Loco came through and hit up the joint. We saw Kayla Loco, Andrew Loco, the other homie, but the one is from Twitter. Yeah, we shouted them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, niggas is dope. Niggas held it down. We are gonna survive this one.
Yes. With all my ice packs.
Yeah. And our great value frozen fruit so that I can get a good source of vitamin C in my system when I go get exploited down at this factory.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, all you need is to get fucking scurvy.
Yeah, I don't need that, buddy.
No.
I don't need scurvy.
No.
I need strawberries, peaches, blueberries, blackberries, and Modelo. Cerveza's way. All right, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. And if you don't like it, no mommies way.
Really?
What? No mommies is legit.
Wow.
That's funny.
Okay.
All right. Please be as safe as possible wherever you is be, Chief.